You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.
Would you like to know how to leverage other people's money? And perhaps how to bounce back if you've been in a difficult position? Well, that's exactly what we are talking about on today's episode of the Dealmaker Podcast. Let me take you behind the scenes to one of my very special events.
Here's the thing, right? I've been in business a long time, since I was 8 years of age, selling stuff in the playground. And I've created international companies, multi-millions of pounds. The last 8 years, Assets for Life, as you may or may not know, is now the UK's leading property business and wealth training company. We've got the highest success rate. We've actually got 10 different training verticals. So we have, you know, my scholarships, we have speaker training, we have sales training, we have a course to do with trading. You know, some of you have been on those other courses, right? We've got 10 different academies. We run international worldwide retreats. We run our Thailand retreat, our ski retreat, our Marbella retreats. We have our incredible, something brand new actually that we've just done recently, which is our Get Source product, which I think one or two of you was able to get on that just in the last couple of weeks. We're creating new products and services. And yes, we pay people, invest for our service because we're a business, can't do it for free. But we are able to go above and beyond. So those of you that invest £25,000 in a high-level mentorship, you get a lot more value than £25,000. You invest £8,000 or £9,000 in a Get Source product, you're gonna get a lot more value. So I know, and we have to do this, right? You have to do this for your business, and when you start becoming property investors and getting deals and working with investors, you know, make sure, because it's what's called LCV, write this down. Lifetime client value. This is very important. This is how you build an army. So lifetime client value. I know how much it costs and how hard we have to work to obtain a client in this business. I know what it takes to find an investor. I know what it takes to find a great landlord. I know what it takes to find a brilliant tenant. So when you find the golden eggs, when you find new investors, when you find new landlords, when you work with new agents, when you bring people into your world, treat them really good. Go above and beyond, give them a great experience, do everything you possibly can, help them get some quick wins, and guess what? They're gonna be with you for years. I've got investors today that were my first 2, 3, 4 investors. They're still with me 8 years on. I've got graduates from my first ever event, Holiday Inn Stratford, May 28th, 2016. They're still graduates with me today. Some of you in this room have been with me for a good number of years. For me, raise your hand if you're looking for a long-term relationship with us. Yeah, you don't have to go anywhere else. We've got everything under one roof. And I know because I was shown this, and this has helped me. I use this within the model. Now, next point, team, is we've got leverage. Okay, so we've looked at wealth. Remember, value is the perceived benefit. Exchange is the mechanism, and this has to be fair. And now we're gonna look at leverage. Not many people are good at this. But when you start to practice leverage, things will get really good. So leverage is leveraging, and you can make a list of these, other people's time other people's money so other people's time other people's money experience, mistakes, teams, technology, systems, properties. I think I said money, right? Everything you'll ever need to succeed in life will come from other people. Remember that saying. Remember, everything you'll need in life to succeed will come from other people. And even if you're somebody that typically likes to do things on your own, well, why don't you try and do something with someone else and see how it goes? Just see how it goes. Test, tweak, repeat. Write that down. Test, tweak, repeat. Remember, this is a journey. This is not a destination. If I can come back from minus £392,000, no money left in the bank, living on interest-only credit cards, if I can bounce back, just a normal dude from Essex, every single one of you can go to that next level. Now, some of you are in a much better position than I was 8 years ago, minus £392,000. Much better. I don't think anyone's in that position here right now. So you're all starting from a better place. You know, some of you may not be in the best financial position. Some of you may be in a strong financial position. But are we all in agreement that every single one of you here wants more wealth? Yes or no, team?
Yes.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, we're the same. We're the same. We have to follow the same path. And this is the way that it works. These are mountains. And recently, I set a lot of targets about 8 years ago. I do quarterly targets, yearly targets, 5 year targets, 10 year targets, right? And I really felt this year, I've really felt like I've matured as a business owner, sophisticated investor. You know, I'm 42 now, you know, I'm growing up a little bit. I still feel like I'm in my 20s, yeah? Honestly, I feel younger than I've ever felt. I feel fitter than I've ever felt. But look, the bottom line is, I recently have felt that I have reached the top of a mountain. And then what happened a few days later, I've now woken up and I'm just at the bottom of a new mountain. There's always a newer mountain to climb. Now let's just say right now, you are here. Or maybe you feel you're a little bit further up the mountain. Maybe your ego gets in the way from time to time, and maybe you think you do better than what you're doing, or you know, you kid yourself, or whatever the case may be, and maybe you're a little bit way up. Hey, would it not be good just to get the helicopter? I don't know how to draw a helicopter. Anyway, that's a helicopter, right? Would it not be good just to get a helicopter and go straight to the top quicker? Yes or no, team, yeah? Yeah. So we've always got to be looking at how can we get up the mountain fast? You know, how can we get on the new boots? And part of this weekend is about you climbing a new version of your new mountain. Whatever that may be. More time, more money, more success, more freedom, more holidays, giving back, helping other people, following a step-by-step guaranteed process. And together we can put on the hiking boots, we can put on the rucksack, you know, we can climb these mountains together. We can go faster, we can go further, we can get into a position where we are working together as a team and we are collaborating and we are supporting one another. Does that make sense? Yes or no, team? Yeah? Yeah, it's really, 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 really important.
You're listening to the Dealmaker Podcast, hosted by multi-millionaire property investor, entrepreneur, and Guinness World Record holder, Liam Ryan. Discover how to start, scale, and grow your business. Become a better negotiator, create more opportunity, and make massive profit so you can live the life of your dreams.